audience, but I mean, how do you feel like this team sort of rebounded and responded to?
Yeah, very well. We've executed really efficiently late. I think what we didn't do tonight, which we've been pretty consistent on, is the 38-point third quarter where we just traded for a while. And then when you do that, and then we go through a stretch where we had some good looks, but, you know, you miss a couple and all of a sudden a lead you worked really hard to build disappears, and you create game pressure. And the flip side of that, as you said, is that I think we handled the game pressure well. There's some situations that we just didn't execute, and we'll have a chance to look at those and get better.
I was going to say, you talk a lot about sometimes when you give up 30s, you're doing something else. I'm curious what you would have liked to see the guys do differently instead of leaving maybe that like
player. Well, we had, I mean, obviously, we know that Klay Thompson can shoot. He got 11 threes in 18 minutes against Boston. We just broke down. I mean, there are positions where we're standing, watching, and he's in the corner, and we can get there. But we didn't during that stretch. We didn't during other stretches. And they put pressure on in their pick-and-roll game because Gafford's such a dynamic roller. But that said, you get to a point where you change the coverage, you change the coverage again. You can only change so many things. And, there's times when you change, even though you're not executing. And, you don't want to fight that at the time. But we got to execute better. I mean, there's a couple things they did with Flag and Gafford and pick and roll where they'd seal our bidding. They're very good at that because of his size, but there's a fix to that where we just got to talk and switch, and we didn't do that. So usually when a team is able to do something like that against you, you got to dig in and execute better. And I thought that wasn't what got them back into the game. But those are, you see those things. But the other stuff, we've given up some easy things that we just need to take. We need to be the first team on the floor. If there's a loose ball, we got to be on the floor. And there were some plays like that that just kind of, I think, were representative of a little bit of a lapse in the focus that we need.
Coach, there's been a few times this season where Nikhil and Jalen have been able to close the games for you.
Yeah.
What did you see from them this time?
Well, that's what I specifically was referring to. I didn't use those two guys' names, but you're right. I think Jalen's willingness to get off the ball and find Nikhil, Nikhil hit big shots. JJ got to the rim, got to the line. I don't know what we were from the foul line. We'd be a little better from the foul line anymore. Those guys executed. I thought hit a big shot at a timeout. Dyson made a really good play screening in, and JJ found him. So there were some good things like that offensively, and I think we just got to clean a few things up defensively as far as our execution. Okay? Nope? Yes? We can't go through a press conference without you asking. You only get one.
Okay, so I'll try to make a good one. No, but you mentioned, you build those leads, and then those veterans like Chris Middleton and Klay Thompson, those guys never give up. And you talk a lot about competitive endurance. That's what we saw from you guys, I think, tonight, closing out this game.
We responded really well when the game got close. And, they make you, Klay comes off the screen, you guard him once and throws it back to the big, comes off again. We've all seen him do that. And both he and Chris are playing really well right now. Those were the points of emphasis, and again, against a player that of that caliber that shoots it like that, you've got to be near perfect in how you're defending. Okay, all right. Thanks.